Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Maurer. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires to first and picks off Harper. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marat fires to first and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio, who tags Williams for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ragland. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Ragland steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. Duncan scores. Ford moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Dick Pohl now pitching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ragland takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oglavy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Ted Ford now playing right field. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. Indians. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yastrzemski juggles the ball. That's an error on Yastrzemski. Duncan scores. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-4 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-3 in the game. Oglavy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Montgomery strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.